Hi, Craig Jones with a look at the key economic and financial events in the coming week. Well, it may be a shortened trading week, but there is a raft of economic and financial events to be packed into the schedule. The main focus is inflation. The Consumer Price Index is released on Wednesday, with data on export and import prices on Thursday. Then on Friday, business inflation is in focus in the form of producer price indexes. But the CPI is the main game in town. We are looking for a 0.9% lift in headline prices in the quarter, with underlying prices, as measured by the trim mean measure, up in the order of 0.4%. Annual inflation rates are expected to remain unchanged. Headline prices are tipped to be up 0.7% on the year, with the trim mean up 1.2%. Clearly, inflation is contained for now. Now, on Wednesday, watch out for CommSec's State of the States report. This is a quarterly report that tracks the performance of state and territory economies. And the NAB business survey is amongst the data releases also on Wednesday. On Friday, we can look forward to the Reserve Bank releasing the private sector creditor or loans outstanding figures. Now, if we turn our attention to the United States, there are two standouts. The Federal Reserve meeting is held over Tuesday and Wednesday, with the decision announced on Thursday morning Sydney time around 6 a.m. No policy changes are expected in this meeting. Now, on Thursday, we have our first look at GDP or economic growth figures for the December quarter. Annualized growth is tipped near 4.3%. And of course, it's also earnings season in the United States, with a number of bellwether companies due to report their earnings, including Microsoft on Tuesday and Apple on Wednesday.